Since being founded in 2009, Huntington Prep has not been able to play in the end-of-season championship tournament because of a lack of affiliation with a state organization, the West Virginia Secondary Schools Activities Commission. But the guidelines have changed this year, and Huntington Prep will play in the 2014 Dix High School National Basketball Tournament Championship. Huntington Prep, along with seven other schools, will take part in the tournament that runs from April 3rd to April 5th. Head coach Rob Fulford says the team feels like the selection is deserved.
I think as a team, we felt that we've deserved to be in the tournament. I think we've proven that we're one of the top teams nationally year in and year out. And for us to be able, you know, to finally participate, and it's just a lot of pressure right now. You know, we've kind of lobbied to get in for a couple years, and you know, now that we're in, you obviously want to go up and play well.
Huntington Prep was picked as the 4 seed and will play the 5 seed La La Mir School out of Indiana. They'll tip off in the opening game of the tournament Thursday, April 3rd at noon. The first two rounds of the tournament will take place at Christ the King High School in Middle Village, New York. The championship game will take place at Madison Square Garden, home of the NBA's New York Knicks. Fulford says there's pressure to be successful, especially since Huntington St. Joe's Prep wasn't able to participate the past 2 years.
Now, there is some pressure for us because I think there's a lot of expectations of what we're going to bring to the tournament. But I think us and La La Mir, the 4-5, that's probably going to be one of the best games of the tournament. And unfortunately, it happens in the first round. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, hopefully we can progress through the tournament and just play well. That's all you can ask.
Huntington Prep wrapped up its regular season March 2nd in a win at home over Legacy Charter, a school from South Carolina. Fulford says the month layoff does present some interesting issues in preparing for the national tournament.
We gave the guys a week off after our last game. Then we had a week of conditioning and weights, just individuals. Then they had a week of spring break, and so now we have them in for a full week, and you know, we'll practice next Monday and Tuesday and then get on the road.
Fulford says he's trying to relay the message that guys on the team should not let the moment pass by without realizing it's a rare opportunity to play for a national championship.
This might be the only opportunity these guys get to actually play for a national championship. And I wanted to put it in perspective because when they get to college, that may be their only chance. I think that kind of hit home with them to understand that, you know, that may hold some weight. And so I think it will start to hit them as it gets closer.
The games will be televised on the ESPN family of networks. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.